proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another lesson about Jewish life and practice. There are four major branches of Judaism. In this lesson, we will look at the most recent, Reconstructionist Judaism. Reconstructionism split off from conservative Judaism in 20th century America. It thereby became the first major Jewish movement to have its origins in North America. Rabbi Mordecai Kaplan and Rabbi Ira Eisenstein consisted of two of the major figures in Reconstructionist Judaism. Rabbi Kaplan contended that Jews could not maintain their religious traditions, given the developments that occurred in the social sciences, such as philosophy. He defined God in impersonal terms, for example, as, quote, the power in the cosmos that gives human life the direction, that enables the human being to reflect the image of God, unquote. Reconstructionist Jews tend to perceive Judaism as a civilization, rather than as a religious faith. They believe that Jews should take an active part in the future of Judaism by participating in social developments. According to Rabbi Mordecai Kaplan, every Jewish generation had to define itself. Though Reconstructionist Judaism supports many traditions, they tend to change the nature and orientation of such practices. For example, the Reconstructionist movement replaces the commandments of the Torah with the notion of folkways, that is to say, non-binding practices that an individual Reconstructionist Jewish congregation can either accept or reject. Some examples of folkways might include whether or not a Jewish person should maintain praying in the Hebrew language, whether or not a Jewish man should wear head coverings and phylacteries during prayer, and whether Jewish families should continue observing Jewish holidays. The Reconstructionist Rabbinical Association, along with the Federation of Reconstructionist Congregations, passed a platform on Reconstructionism in 1968. While they did not set this forth as a mandatory creed, these groups in this document listed a consensus of contemporary Reconstructionist principles. A major part of the platform on Reconstructionism asserted that, quote, Judaism is the result of natural human development. There is no such thing as divine intervention. Judaism is an evolving religious civilization, unquote. The document added that, quote, the Torah was not inspired by God. It only comes from the social and historical development of the Jewish people, unquote. Moreover, according to the same platform, God was, quote, the sum of natural powers or processes that allows mankind to gain self-fulfillment and moral improvement, unquote. Reconstructionist synagogues differ about how to deal with non-Jews in their midst. The Jewish Reconstructionist Federation issued a non-binding declaration on the subject, recommending several possible approaches to handling that situation. In practice, though, Reconstructionist Jewish congregations generally accept mixed couples, that is, Jew and non-Jew, in their worship services. From the description given above, Reconstructionist Judaism does not seem to hold to any hard and fast doctrinal position. Its tenets change over the course of time, making it difficult to list a definitive set of principles that characterize the movement. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session of Jewish Life and Practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.